Women of Hope is on the web, www.twraustralia.org. That's twraustralia, all one word, .org. Follow the links if you're interested in reading transcripts from previous programs. I'd love to hear your comments and ideas for Women of Hope. If there's a particular topic you would like to hear about, please let me know. Either send me an email to womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. I'll say that again for you, womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. Or phone 02 9740 6355. Before the break, I was talking with psychologist Glenn Williams about difference. For example, the difference between men and women, or between parents and children. Whilst Glenn was not arguing against difference, he also felt personality and childhood role models played a big part in individual development and worldview. Joining me now is Beth Allison, who is the Assistant Director at CareForce Recovery Ministries. Hello, Beth.
Hello, Penny.
Beth, we're looking at understanding our differences, and you mentioned to me earlier that as a female pastor, you were, in fact, for some period, the only female senior pastor on a fairly large pastoral team.
That's right.
Now, you must have come across the gender differences that we all deal with.
I certainly did. It was an amazing time. There were 10 of us on the senior leadership team, and I was the only female, and I was single at the time. And for some time, I pondered why in the team meetings I would say things, and there was, "That's very nice, Beth, that's a good idea," but it would go nowhere. And then a little while later, one of my male colleagues would say much the same thing, and there'd be great affirmation. Yes, let's table that, let's take that on board. And one of these days I was sitting there thinking, "Lord, what is wrong with me?" And I had such a distinct impression the Lord said to me, "Beth, there's nothing wrong with you. It's not that you're wrong, you're different." And I would have to say, Penny, from that time on, it became very liberating. We had some interesting times. Some of my male colleagues would say, why do you spend so long on the phone? And I'd say, well, that is the way I communicate. One colleague particularly said, I could deal with the matter you're dealing with on the phone in about 5 minutes. I said, yes, you might be able to. But for me, when I'm dealing with it as a woman, as a pastor, as a pastoral matter, I am wired to spend more time on the phone and to communicate in a way, and most of the people I was dealing with were women, in a way that this woman I'm dealing with feels heard and listened to and honoured. And it was a fascinating journey of mutual respect from my male colleagues.
I'm just thinking how patient you were. I mean, the audacity of those guys to say you're spending too much time on the phone. I mean, what were they keeping tabs on you?
Well, it became a joke. And to be honest, Penny, it worried me at first because I thought, am I operating in a wrong way? And I realised that an essential part of who I am is being a listener. And if I spend longer on the phone because I'm just listening to people, that's okay. And because I felt a courage emerging and a confidence emerging within me and a security, I did in the early days just react and think, oh, they're trying to make me into a bloke. But it pays to stay around. And over the years, and I was on this team for 8 years, I became just confident in the way that I was operating, was valid, was real, was effective. And yes, the blokes could do their conversations in 5 minutes, but I wasn't going to do it that way because it would not have been an honouring just of my wiring.
And so they moved from being patronising and dismissive of you too?
I think there was just a real mutual respect. At the end of my time on this team, there was a tremendous comradeship, compatibility, and a real honouring of each other's giftedness. It was a very fruitful time in the end for me to realise that, not that I didn't compare, and this was, I think, a major lesson, Penny, that the minute we compare ourselves with each other, it's like the kiss of death, because we are different. And certainly at the end of those 8 years, there was tremendous mutual respect for our different giftings.
You're listening to Women of Hope. My name is Penny Mulvey. Thank you for your company. If you stop to think about it, most jokes we hear or tell centre on difference. The jokes work because we all understand the stereotypes and generalisations on which the humour relies. We laugh because the joke is presenting a funny view of a particular group, be it an occupation, country of origin, religion, or gender. Of course, the jokes can also be hurtful, racist, sexist, and extremely thoughtless. But it is the difference that I'm wanting to draw your attention to. we understand difference. Our ability to laugh at ourselves demonstrates that. Difference makes the world rich. God has created a diverse world. My guest, Beth Allison, applauds that diversity and richness. Beth, before the song, you were talking about how over a course of a number of years, you and your male colleagues moved to a point of mutual respect. It made me think of the importance of stickability. If you'd thrown in the towel after the first 12 months because of frustration at not being heard, you would have all missed out on that new understanding and appreciation.
Absolutely, because after a few years there were other females who were coming to senior leadership, so that also became great, because the reality is women think differently, they talk differently, and it was a great joy for me then to be able to talk about pastoral issues with another female, because we process things differently. And I think in all of this, Penny, you need a sense of humour. So at times, to a very trusted friend, I'd ring her and we'd scream with laughter over some of the things. I think I used her as a sounding board to reassure me I was okay. But a sense of humour is a vital part in working through our differences, because we could really get strung up and angry and reactive. But I always believe if God has called males and females to work together, there is always going to be a way through. There may be a bit of pain in the process, but the aim always is, Lord, help me to get this teamwork going and going well and in a healthy, mutually respecting way.
Oh, that's really greatly encouraging. Beth, I'm going to put you on the spot here, mm-hmm. and tell me if you don't want to talk about this. But you mentioned that you have married a widower, mm-hmm. and that you hadn't been married before. Mm. How did you deal with those changes of coming in with someone who had been married before, who had children, had different experiences? Mm. You had been single for many years, and so you did your things your way.
Yes.
There would have been quite a lot of understanding your differences in your married life.
Yes. Penny, I don't mind at all talking about this. I think my meeting John, what preceded that was years of the Lord working within me. I'd always resolved that whether or not I'm married, I wanted to be the best physically, emotionally, spiritually. And that meant I'd done a lot of work, a lot of prayer in terms of being healthy in every aspect of my life. And I'd always said, Lord, I'd love to marry, but whether I marry or not, I want to prove that I can be complete as a single. And it was after I married John, I wondered whether that philosophy would still hold, whether in marrying John that would show me. In fact, I wasn't complete before I married, but 2 years further on, and I've chatted with John quite a bit about this, I would have to say marrying John has not completed me. I was complete before I married. Marrying John has opened up many more doors. We have wonderful fun. But because I was very content in myself at the point of marriage, I came, I believe, into that marriage healthy, particularly healthy spiritually and emotionally. And the Lord had done some real healing work in me. So from that point of view, I had looked at the areas of what might hold, what might bring blockages to relationships, and worked on reconciliation with friends. And so I often say to people when they say, how did you make the adjustment? Because I married at 47. And I say it was the easiest thing. I did not miss one beat. And I think I had done all I could to ready myself for any change in my life. And so marrying John was really very easy. John himself is a wonderful communicator and he's a very releasing person. And from time to time he'll say to me, do you feel I'm cramping your style? Do you feel that I'm stopping you from fulfilling any goals you have? And I am discovering that the essence of a good marriage is being able to be very, very honest and open and using a lot of I statements, not accusing, not being reactive, not holding things in, but talking and being very honest. And we do a lot of that. But I think for me, the joy, and this is just a little aside, Penny, but one of my prayers was to become a mother, and that's not, has not happened and will not happen. But the Lord, in marrying John, has brought in not only three wonderful kids who've embraced me very warmly, but John's eldest daughter married just before us and has had a child. And so I now say I'm a grandmother. So I have found the Lord amazingly faithful. He doesn't always answer prayers the way we'd like it, but he has brought amazing joy and fulfillment into my life through John.
Beth, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Penny.
Beth Allison. If you want to share your thoughts, how about sending me an email to womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. That's womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. Or pick up the phone right now and call 02-9740-6355. That's 02-9740-6355. Women of Hope is a joint partnership between Transworld Radio Australia and CWCI in Australia. My name is Penny Mulvey, and I look forward to your company again next week on Women of Hope.